Bová. This is Radio Prague's Sunday Mailbox program in which we quote from your letters. Pavla Horáková has the day off, so I'll be answering some of your questions today. And we start off with a comment by Rudolf Püschel from somewhere in cyberspace.
Your article, Bizarre Announcements to Remind Young People of the Fate of Jews, reminds me of the fate of Germans in the former Czechoslovakia. Marked by white armbands, they were forbidden by government decrees to enter restaurants, own radios, attend schools, leave their home by more than 4 kilometers, use sidewalks.
Now I'm sure you've heard some of our reports and features on the persecution of ethnic Germans in the years after the Second World War, especially on the Benes decrees, which sanctioned the expulsion and confiscation of property of some 2.5 million ethnic Germans from Czechoslovakia. But the question of the extent to which Germans were persecuted is, of course, a very sensitive topic. So we've asked Tomáš Jelínek of the Czech-German Fund for the Future to react to your comment, Mr. Püschel, and he had this to say.
I think it's possible that if the letter came from a direct eyewitness, he could suffer in such of the described ways, but I don't think so in all the ways. But if this letter would write a teacher, then I think we should say it's not possible to do it so easy and to compare Holocaust and the expulsion of the Sudeten German in such way.
So what Mr. Jelinek is saying is that what you describe, Mr. Püschel, happened to a significant number of Germans, but not as part of an organized and systematic plan, as was the case with the Holocaust. We continue now with a remark from Karen Ross, who also sent us an email without specifying where she's actually listening from.
Since when are Czechs so interested in what is going on in the bedrooms of known people? I find it unacceptable, voyeuristic, and also slightly frightening that the Czech press is imitating the puritanical streak of US citizens and press.
Well, Miss Ross, I cannot agree with you more. One of the most popular papers in the Czech Republic is the tabloid Blesk. But in this case, and I believe you're referring to the recent report about our Prime Minister's infidelity, it was the Prime Minister himself who publicly announced that he was leaving his wife to move in with his pregnant mistress. That is why it was covered by the entire Czech press. You'd be interested to know that our Prime Minister's infidelity has not damaged his reputation. And he's not the only politician. Another man caught on camera with another woman was our President Václav Klaus. Well, on to a more pleasant topic, the listeners' competition. This month, we'd like to know the name of a Jesuit missionary born in Brno who worked as a botanist and pharmacist in the Philippines, where he also died in 1706. Half a century later, the Swedish scientist Carl Linner named a genus of flowering plants after him in his honor. Please send us your answers by the end of January to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic, which are also the addresses for your reception reports. And we end the program with a quote by Pat Barry from Canada, who listens to the Radio Prague programs that are rebroadcast on Radio 1, CBC Montreal. Now, you say that you enjoyed the checks in history on the life of journalist Ferdinand Perotka and would like to know more about the music we played after the feature. At the end of this morning's program, you played a lively jazz tune by a group that sounds like the Benny Goodman Trio, although I don't think it is them. The solo work is by the clarinetist and pianist, and the latter resembles the style of Teddy Wilson. This is not the first time I heard this piece played at the end of the program. Could you provide me with the name of the group and the title of the piece, as I'd like to obtain a copy of it, if it is available in Canada? Now, this is a piece that seems to be quite popular with our listeners, and I do believe that you will be able to find it in Canada. It is by the 1920s and 1930s composer Jaroslav Ježek and is called Bílé sestry, which can be translated into either White Sisters or White Nurses.